A federal appeals court has struck down a law that requires federal prisoners and parolees to give DNA blood samples for the FBI data bank. A three-judge panel from the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit says forcing prisoners to provide blood samples is an unconstitutional invasion of privacy. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The 2-1 decision, if it stands, will put the brakes on forced DNA data collection, short-circuiting a technique that's revolutionizing law enforcement. The decision will affect prisoners and parolees in California and the 8 other western states included in the Ninth Circuit jurisdiction. Mary Che is a law professor at George Washington University.
It's important because even though the Ninth Circuit is sometimes thought of as a more liberal court and maybe out there a little bit in terms of what other courts might decide, it's the first decision, so it might be a harbinger of what other courts also decide.
Similar challenges to the 3-year-old DNA blood sampling law are winding their way through several other federal circuits. The defendant in the case decided yesterday is a convicted bank robber named Thomas Kincaid, who had been released on parole. When Kincaid was asked by his probation officer to give a DNA blood sample, he refused. For that, federal law enforcement officials sought to revoke his parole and send him back to prison. At that point, Kincaid's lawyer, Monica Knox, a federal public defender, set out to convince the court that the law behind the DNA sampling mandate was unconstitutional. She argued it was a violation of his Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches. She argued there was no legal suspicion that her client was involved in other crimes.
The problem with these statutes that allow for the extraction and the testing of all prisoners and parolees is there's no level of individualized suspicion.
The Ninth Circuit bought this argument and yesterday handed Knox a victory.
I'm happy about the win. It was a case I cared a lot about. It's one that I felt the law was very clearly on our side.
But there are many who will disagree. George Washington University's Che says other federal courts could view the forced DNA sampling technique not as a law enforcement search, but rather as an administrative tool.
You could have a DNA data bank for all sorts of things, for people who are missing, to clear people from allegations of criminal activity. And maybe if we viewed it that way, then the courts would ask, well, gee, on balance, you know, is the benefit that you get from this information, does it outweigh the intrusion to the individual to get the data?
This is the interpretation that law enforcement officials are likely to take. Holly Jordan is spokesperson for the California Attorney General. She explains the state's DNA database has had 400 cold hits where they've solved crimes by matching DNA samples.
Our belief is that having these samples makes it easier to solve crimes. And when you can solve crimes, that means you get those people back into prison and make those streets safer. So we are very concerned about, you know, any impact it would have on obtaining this important DNA information.
This may not be the end of the case. The federal prosecutor could ask the full Ninth Circuit to reconsider the ruling. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.